And now dictation for Leo, L-E-O, Oberst, O-B-E-R-S-T, July 13, 26. Address as a letter, Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mr. Oberst with advanced renal failure with biopsy changes of glomerular obsolescence, severe arteriosclerosis, as well as severe fibrosis. Last visit in November, denies hospital admission, chronic dyspnea on minimal activities, probably worse, denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic nocturia 3-4 times, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, a stable edema, no gangrene ulcers, questions on chest pressure on activity, no unsteadiness or falling episode, no localized bone or joint tenderness, does have kyphosis, denies orthopnea, other review system is negative, medication list review, I will highlight the Lasix, he's not sure if he is or not on the Norvasc, no anti-inflammatory agents, next paragraph, today blood pressure 142/84, tachypnea, able to speak in short sentences, coarse RALS diffuse, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, ascites tenderness, minimal edema, alert oriented time 3, normal speech, very slender, muscle wasting, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. February, creatinine 3.3, progressive over time, GFR 16, stage 4 to 5, normal sodium, upper potassium, metabolic acidosis 20, normal nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus 5.6, elevated white blood cell count, anemia at 22, anemia 9.7, low platelet count 66. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5 with biopsy findings as indicated above. I'm asking him to participate on educational classes to understand the meaning of advanced renal failure and what options he potentially has, including from no dialysis to hemoperitoneal dialysis. He's willing to proceed. He will do chemistries on a regular basis. I do not see an indication for dialysis today. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction, has a severe mitral regurgitation, not considered a surgical candidate, continuous sole fluid restriction diuretics. Next number, myeloproliferative disorder, the not tolerated hydroxyurea, low platelets but no active bleeding, anemia, again no active bleeding. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation, no anticoagulation from prior gastrointestinal bleeding and low platelets. Next number, kyphosis from compression fraction T7, T8, L1, L2, L3, negative for monoclonal protein. Next number, obstructive uropathy, left-sided, prior stone removed as well as the stent, 80% uric acid, likely from myeloproliferative disorder, a 20-component of calcium oxalate. Next number, comments, he mentioned that he might not do any dialysis at all given his multiple medical issues as well as his advanced age. He, however, is willing to do some education and make a final decision in the near future. I plan to see him back on the next 3 months, end of dictation.